to speak to the boys and girls for a moment. And for this, you can imagine that you're a boy or girl. We all maybe are young at heart in some way or another. And I've been battling as to what I should speak on to the boys and girls. I think in Bali, more people listen to my children's talks than my sermons. People talk about children's talks that I started in my ministry in Bali 15 years ago with, and they're still talking about them. But they forget my message, my sermons. And I was battling, what should I speak to the boys and girls on in Lisburn? And I've never spoken this before. And I'll tell you what happened, boys and girls. I was in my study on Friday past. My wife was away, and I was in the study, and the next thing, the doorbell went. And so I got up, and that happens in a man's people come, and people maybe want help, or there's something they need to know. But I went out, and there was two young people standing at my door, and I didn't know them. In fact, they looked very strange. One was dressed all in black, with a skull for a face, and the other one was dressed and had a witch's mask on and a red cloak. Now, I thought it was my in-laws, first of all. But it wasn't. It was two wee boys. And you know what they said? They said, Mister, trick or treat. Trick or treat. I don't know if you've ever done that. But you know, trick or treat has all got to do with Halloween. And it's a very dangerous kind of thing, boys and girls, because Halloween is linked away back in its history to around 400 BC, the Irish Celtic people. And they used to go to people's doors and knock the door. And they used to say, trick or treat. You know what they meant? If you give me a treat, I'll pray for the dead. That's what it was about. And so whenever these two boys left on Friday, I went into my study and I was starting to think about trick or treat. And I want to tell you something. You know what I thought? I thought that my Bible is full of trick or treats. Did you know that? It's full of them. I'll tell you some of the tricks. The devil is always up to tricks. You know what he says to boys and girls? He says to them, only weak people believe in God. That's what he tells them. But it's a trick. Because my Bible tells me in Psalm 14 that the fool has said in his heart, there's no God. It's a trick. You need to know that. Or another trick that he uses, he says to them, wait until you're older. Don't become a Christian now. You're far too young. You wouldn't know all about it. Just wait until you're older. Wait until you're married. Wait until you're married and have a family and you've got a house of your own. Wait until you retire. And boys and girls, it's a trick. It's a trick of the devil, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Don't fall for the trick. Sure you won't. There's another trick that he uses. He comes and he says, Christians don't have any fun. Huh? Have you heard that one? And sometimes when you look around church, you know, and you see these people, big serious faces, and you're not allowed to smile. Huh? You're not allowed to enjoy yourself, not in church. And there's that big long face, and you think, well, maybe he's right. I want to tell you, it's a trick. Because in John 10, the Lord Jesus says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. It's joyful. I've never been as happy since I became a Christian at the age of 16. And the only thing in my head was playing rugby. I wanted to play rugby for Ireland. And I thought of being in the World Cup, imagine. Me, I'm more the shape of the ball now than the players, but that's another story. But I thought that would be my dream. That's what I would want more than anything else. And at 16, sitting in a service just like this, about four rows from the front, sitting beside my mum and dad, I trusted Christ as my Savior. And He gave me joy. He gave me peace. And all the thrill of knowing Christ as Savior. The tricks. There's another trick. He comes and He says, you don't need Jesus. You don't need Him. But it's a trick. Because the Lord Jesus said in John 14, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you're ever going to be in heaven, you're going to need the Lord Jesus personally in your life. Tricks. Ah, but praise God, there's treats. What are the treats? Oh, God's love is a treat. God loves you this morning. No matter how young you are, no matter how bad you were last week, no matter how naughty, God loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Not only God's love for you, Jesus died for you. 1 John 3:16. Now we perceive the love of God because He laid down His life for us. He died for us. He took our sins. He made them His very own. He died for you and you and you and you and you and me. Don't leave me out. He died for me. And oh, what a thrill. Oh, what an excitement. He invites you into His family. Come on in. If you repent, turn from your sin and you trust me, you can come into my family. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All the promises of God. Trick or treat. Which will you fall for this morning? Will you fall for the tricks? Teenager, will you fall for the tricks? That's what you've been doing, maybe. Say, it's not for me, preacher. I'm all right, preacher. I'll make my own way, preacher. And you've fallen for the trick. But oh, there's a treat. You can come this morning and say, I'm tired of my sin, the burden of my sin that's going to take me to a lost eternity. This morning, I'm going to trust the Savior. I'm going to rest on what He did for me at Calvary. Maybe next Halloween, somebody will come to your door. And you'll open it. And they'll say, Mr., Mrs., trick or treat. Will you remember that the Bible is full of trick or treat? The devil's tricks and God's treats. Don't miss the treat. Trust Him.